My name is Neil Kulkarni, and you're listening to Excel Podcasts, the perfect career exploration podcast for any student out there. Everyone is creative, curious, and holds a unique gift they can share to this world. It just takes some action and courage to do so. If you're listening to today's episode of Excel Podcasts, episode 2 of the Entrepreneurship Series, understand that it takes a passion for lifelong learning to create what your heart desires and to spread positivity in this world, especially when times are tough. And what better way to learn than from the CEO and co-founder of Flick, Michelle Kwok. Flick is a platform and community connecting female leaders and students across the world via meaningful apprenticeships. There's so much inspirational advice on how you can get started on your entrepreneurial journey and learn what it takes to succeed as an entrepreneur all in one episode. And if you haven't already, be sure to stay active, follow, and subscribe on all our platforms, Instagram, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and Apple Podcasts, where you can also leave us a review for all the past and upcoming episodes. This episode is also partnered with Biz for Kids, a nonprofit organization started by high school juniors to offer free tutoring in all business education courses. They have scheduled class times, one-on-one sessions, and a bunch of interesting content such as advice of the week, word of the week, and more to make business concepts easier to understand. If you're interested in getting more involved in business, check out their Instagram at Biz for Kids and their website tinyurl.com/bizforkids. To read insightful business articles. We'll also link them in the description below. And if you're interested in partnering for an episode just like this, where we can create customizable career content just for you, feel free to shoot us an email at xlpodcast2@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram at xlpodcasts. So let's jump right into this amazing conversation about entrepreneurship, finding your passion, and so much more insightful advice and lessons from Michelle Kwok's journey with Flick. Please welcome to the show, Ms. Michelle Kwok. To get started, I think we would love to know a little bit more about Flick and just really what it is.
Yeah, sounds good. So I am Michelle Kwok. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Flick. We are a platform and community hub that connects female founders and leaders with students from across the world through meaningful apprenticeships. So female founders are able to get helping hands on their businesses, everything from marketing to software engineering to business development and everything in between. And students are able to gain career relevant experience, skills training, and mentorship under established female leaders. And of course, an inner look into entrepreneurship from a young age. Our goal and our mission is really to advance women's economic participation and to accelerate women-led ventures globally.
Interesting. I think I especially love how you're creating this community of entrepreneurship, connecting people, and then I think a lot of us, when we either see movies, shows, or even real world success stories, I think one that comes to mind the most is Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. They all started in like a college dorm, a college experience, and really meeting individuals in a new environment. So I'm curious to know if it was that college experience, or was there any other particular defining moment that cultivated your passion for entrepreneurship and to ultimately start creating this community?
Yeah, throughout university, I think I really looked into entrepreneurship because I was interested in so many different areas. It wasn't that I wanted to 100% go into medical science. I went to school for medical science, but more and more that I was doing the degree, I feel like I wasn't completely in it. I felt super narrowed in my academics, so I just looked out at different areas that I could look into. And it started out first as me reaching out to startups because I realized that there's this niche in startups that startups always need help on their businesses. So I always would reach out to startups and be like, hey, I'd love to volunteer to work on your social media or something like that. And that grew, those opportunities grew from social media into content creation, into marketing campaign management. I got to work with alcohol companies in building their student ambassador networks. I got to work with Bumble in their marketing. I got to manage like corporate partnership dollars. And I did all of this while I was still a medical science student at university. And all of it was kind of entrepreneurial. It was I started seeing into women in tech and underrepresented women founders when I was working with Bumble and kind of seeing that area. And then I met a bunch of people who were Gen Z entrepreneurs who were creating events around mental health and social entrepreneurship. And they kind of took me in and they're like, hey, do you want to be a core part of this team and build out these events? And so I started building out those events and I started a digital marketing agency while I was still in university. And so it was kind of just like one thing led to another. And everything that I was doing outside of school was really, really interesting to me. And it happened to be entrepreneurial and it happened to bounce from one thing into another. And it was super serendipitous. Every single opportunity that came up, I just said yes. And then suddenly we got the opportunity to apply for Next 36, one of the top entrepreneurship programs in Canada, and took that opportunity and then applied for it, got into the program, and that's kind of history, right? Like me and my co-founder met at Next 36.
Oh, I
We
see.
connected with one another, being like, we both were from STEM backgrounds, but we both kind of loved the idea of trying out different areas, and we were both really, really passionate about women in tech and women in business and elevating more female founders, because less than 18% of our cohort at Next 36 were female founders. So yeah, I think a lot of alignment happened while I was at university, and a lot of learning about myself and what I wanted. And then I just took every opportunity that I really, really liked, and it slowly led to official entrepreneurship, I guess.
I think that's super interesting. I think, like, while you did have your major on medical sciences, seems that you just kind of took action, you said yes, and you kept pursuing opportunities outside of just simply school. Just really see what you like, what you don't like, especially while you're young and while you're in college. But really moving on and learning more about entrepreneurship. I think a big aspect of entrepreneurship, really any career as well, is also self-reflection. From a high school perspective, what advice would you give to your freshman self in high school?
Freshman advice. I think what I say all the time is that you're in school, you're young. This is the best opportunity for you to start a company or start something new. Look into your past life. What has shown up for you in the last few years? What is something that you've been super, super passionate about? And what is a project that you can start? I wish that I had started a company earlier, not to be like, oh, I'm a founder of a company, I'm super young, but because I know that I would have learned a lot of lessons that I learned as a first-time founder a little bit older. And you're so young in university that you're able to iterate really quickly. If the idea doesn't work, then you can switch to a different idea. If at the end of the day that you let's say you traditionally fail, the company doesn't work out, you've learned so many things that you can apply to a future career, either in corporate or into becoming a founder in the future, and you're not a first-time founder anymore. I just think that I wish that I had been introduced to entrepreneurship in its truest form when I was in first year.
I think especially self-reflecting in college, I think that's important, even though there's two stages before you officially enter the real world, high school, college, and whatever other opportunity comes your way. So I'm curious to know your advice on really pursuing entrepreneurship or business in college. And I know you majored in medical sciences, so I guess what I'm really trying to point at is the major really important for entrepreneurship, or could you maybe get away with that?
I think it's really clear from my journey that your major isn't indicative of anything that you're going to do in the future. And I think that's something that is even trending on TikTok these days, is what was your degree and what did you end up doing?
Oh yeah, that's huge.
It's a big trend, and we're seeing more and more that people have no idea what they're doing and what they're meant to be doing for the rest of their lives when they're 17. You're so young. Why are you going to set the intention for the rest of your life at that age? There's people who start their companies when they're 40. There's people who start their companies when they're 50. Like, it doesn't, yeah, your degree has no bearing on the rest of your life, to be honest. So honestly, just study what you're really, really interested in, and you can get into literally anything with whatever degree that you want. And I think that I and my co-founder are really good examples of that. Our CTO actually has no degree and is
Oh.
our CTO. So yeah, I
Wow.
don't think traditional education can bind the rest of your life.
Like at the end of the day, regardless of what major or what educational pathway you're pursuing, you can also pick up a lot of skills and a lot of qualities along the way. And I think all of that can come especially useful for really forming that entrepreneurial skill set. I think that kind of leads into how important skills can be when you're pursuing entrepreneurship, and how, like, regardless of where you pick up a skill, you can always learn something, you can always grow, and you can always develop. I think one of the biggest skills as an entrepreneur, where there are plenty, is risk management. So I'm curious to hear your input on how you deal with risk management as an entrepreneur, especially since at the end of the day, you're running so many financials, individuals, and then most of all, you're running the entire company and community throughout the entire process.
I think in everything that I've ever done, we always have buffers and we always have plan A, B, C's. So when I was going into entrepreneurship, it wasn't like, oh, this is an impulsive thing that I'm just going to jump into this world. It was more like, okay, I have experience in entrepreneurship from these companies, I have experience in business. I know that my degree is in medical sciences, but I have more real world experience than a lot of people that I know. I know I have done something like this before. I have done something where people have paid me before, so maybe entrepreneurship is going to work for me. And worst comes to worst, I'll go back to school or I can get a job, but I have created all the necessary relationships to do those things. So that was like my risk management for getting into entrepreneurship. Now in entrepreneurship, we don't have a lot of risk, I would say, because we've set ourselves up financially enough that we have like a large buffer. We're already profitable. We have sustainable growth. And yeah, I don't even know what's the worst that could happen. We're profitable. We have a buffer enough for if anything goes wrong, we have enough money to cover that. And we have followed the traction. We have enough traction to build our community, and we know that we're onto something special. So I think that you always have to have plans in place, and you always have to have buffers in place.
Yeah, I think like that planning and organization aspect you mentioned is super important, really making sure you're on the right track. So even when you may have any obstacle, you always have the backing of your community and obviously, like your co-founder as well, to be able to continue the company. But I think you mentioned also, like, regardless of the team and the community you have, you always have backing. And like, I'm curious to know your best strategies and advice you have for entrepreneurs to really be strong leaders, such as yourself. And I think especially assist their team, even when some may be struggling to complete their share of work. I think sometimes having entrepreneurs to bring that sense of motivation when like others in their team can have like a writer's block or like a lack of motivation. So I think it's really important that aspiring entrepreneurs learn how to continue to motivate their team and continue to push forward regardless of whatever obstacles may come their way.
I think for us, we treat our team kind of like family. It's more, we're here for you. If you need anything, we're here for you, and we completely trust you to do a really, really great job. Like no matter whatever job that you're in, we have trusted you 100% to take it and run. So everybody's kind of like an entrepreneur in their own role, and you have to just hire for those kinds of people who are extremely passionate about what you're working on. I think that's our number one, is that I don't think we've ever really had that problem because everybody that we've hired has been extremely passionate about what we're doing. They are aligned with the mission. They have felt it from the bottom up. A lot of the women on our team, like they really have felt these pain points, and so they're working for a bigger goal. They're not working for a paycheck. One person who just made it on the team actually quit her job before we even gave her a contract so that she could join our team. It's like, how can
Whoa.
you inspire your team to love the company just as much as you love it? And want to drive towards a bigger mission. And that's why I think that's what makes our team special, is that every single person on it is mission driven. Nobody cares about money, pretty much. Like, we're all young, we don't need a ton of money. We're doing this for to impact the world, and we're doing this to build a sustainable business together, to build a better community for women. And everyone believes in it so much so that we've even had people in interviews be like, I do not care about money. I want to work for you guys for free. Like, it's like you have to be able to inspire people enough to do that. And that's when you know that you're onto something special, that you're onto something that people want to feel like they're in something that's bigger than themselves. And that's what every startup should be working towards. And if you have that, then you shouldn't ever have like trouble with people having blocks. I think people might have trouble maybe working on a project and they'll reach out for help, but it won't be a complete block, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I think definitely the strategies you mentioned have obviously helped your company grow to where it is today. It's such a fast-growing startup. It's reaching new markets and new individuals by the day. And as we wrap up, I mean, given your immediate success in this space, are there any like crucial must-know steps or advice you have for aspiring entrepreneurs to ultimately create their own startups and obviously hit those target sales numbers each quarter, each year, and so on? Because a big part of running your own company and startup is making sure you have the correct financials for investors, and so you can just continue to have that gradual growth and just make the community as large as it can be.
Yeah, I think some tangible advice is, depending on what you're building, be community first. And what I mean by that is try to build your community before you build your product so that you can validate what you're building. For example, we built our community around women who were interested in learning about female founders. We started interviewing female founders when we first started and sharing the untold stories of female leaders. And so we built a community around the media and the mission of elevating women in the space. And so that was when we got to talk to users. They loved our mission so much. We would ask them, hey, can we get on a 15-minute phone call with you and get to know you a bit more, get to know more about your needs? And people were willing to do that. And so we built our product with the community in mind first. Instead of saying, this is what needs to be in the market and this is what I'm going to bring to market. So I think that's one, is
Interesting.
that you really, really get to know your community, build the product for them, talk to a bunch of users first before you build it. Then a second one is building a team with mission in mind. Like I said before, is everyone that you bring on to your initial team, you're not going to be able to do this alone. If you do it alone, I mean, you can, but it just won't be as efficient.
It's going to be a
It's
lot
going to
more
be a
work
lot more
too.
work, and it's not, you don't have complementary skills to yourself. You want to bring in people who have complementary skills. So think about people that you've worked with in the past, that you've worked really well with, and that you know believe in the mission. People need to feel like they're values driven and mission driven. So we nailed our values and mission from the very, very beginning so that we could screen everyone for all of those things. I think that's a really, really important one, is that you need to be able
Interesting.
to bring in people who see the bigger picture, because realistically, your startup isn't going to get off the ground for another year. Are they willing to stay around for that year to build this thing with you? And do they believe in it enough to stick by your side to do that?
And that does it for today's episode. We hope you enjoyed all the advice, lessons, and content from this entrepreneurship episode. A huge thank you to Ms. Kwok and the entire team at Flick for this opportunity. We couldn't be more grateful for such an amazing conversation. So please go ahead and check out Flick for all the content and opportunities they have planned just for you. And as always, a huge thank you to everyone out there listening. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, and stay active on all our platforms: Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Anchor. Let us know if you have any career suggestions or entrepreneurship questions, and just continue to stay active on this journey of learning with us. This is XL Podcasts signing off.